Wisconsin has more than 800 miles of Great Lakes shoreline. Since the early 19th century, Wisconsin's maritime communities have routinely faced storms that could destroy businesses, towns, and lives. Wisconsin Historical Museum curator Dave Driscoll brings us the story of a life-saving medal given for bravery in the face of disaster.
This is a silver medal. It's about 2.5 inches in diameter. Around the border, it says Life-Saving Medal of the Second Class, United States of America. The backside says, in testimony of heroic deeds in saving life from the perils of the sea. And then inscribed in the center of it is N.A. Peterson, Wreck of the Bark Tanner, Lake Michigan, September 9th, 1875. N.A. Peterson was a ship captain who happened to be in Milwaukee. He lived in Milwaukee, but he was in Milwaukee on the night of the storm and participated in a rescue that saved the lives of 8 crew members of the Bark Tanner. The ship left Chicago on the evening of September 9th. It had a full cargo of grain, and it was heading towards Buffalo, New York. The accounts say that a squall kind of came in and knocked out a couple of its sails. And that was followed by a storm shortly thereafter. But the loss of the sails meant that the ship could not navigate when the storm arrived. It happened to be off of Milwaukee when the storm hit later that evening. Folks on shore realized that the Tanner was in trouble. And there were a couple of steam tugboats that tried on 3 separate occasions to connect to the Tanner and pull her to safety. And either the ropes weren't strong enough or the winds were too high. In any case, at a certain point, they kind of gave up and the ship dropped anchor in the outer harbor and just hoped for the best. A group of, you might call them watermen, but people connected with shipping or shipbuilding, kind of put their heads together and figured out a fairly ingenious rescue method. And as a result, all 6 of the sailors all received life-saving medals, second class, which was the second such incident after the medals were instituted in 1874. I was surprised that this happened in Milwaukee. You know, I was expecting Door County or, you know, Lake Superior, Edmund Fitzgerald sort of thing. So I guess it struck me that, you know, how close to shore all this nautical stuff, how closely connected sort of lake and shore are in many cases. It kind of addresses the issue of heroism, and that's something that doesn't show up in museum collections in an obvious way very often. I think often with objects, you learn about a lot of the functional things. But in this case, you know, life-saving, putting your life in danger in order to save someone else's, that level of meaning and emotional content is much higher there and I think easier to access. It just reminds us how much Wisconsin has depended on the lakes for commerce, for sustenance, for news, for immigrants. There have been many, many people who have earned their livelihoods from the lakes, and it wasn't always easy and it wasn't always safe.
This story was part of Wisconsin 101, a collaborative effort to share Wisconsin's story in objects. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.